Tony and Mike in the Morning on WICC 600. Presented by Steve Basso Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Well, good morning, Tony and Mike. Here with you on this Thursday, 6:39. Back to work, back to school. Well, yesterday, Mike, Tony's town tour took us to Bigelow Tea in Fairfield. Cindy Bigelow, president, and her parents, Eunice and David, they gave us access to the entire building. All right, and let me tell you something. Bigelow Tea was started in 1945 by Ruth Campbell Bigelow. This was Cindy's grandmother, and she created, they started out with one tea. She created this tea called the Constant Common Tea, and this is a black tea with an orange flavor, and here we are some, 65 years later or whatever it is. It's still one of the most popular teas that Bigelow Tea manufactures.
Wow.
It was just great. Now, Cindy took us through a sort of a hall of fame of pictures and artifacts, antiques, pertaining to her grandmother and her parents. And she kind of showed us the legacy and history of Bigelow Tea. It was very, very interesting stuff. It really was. Now, you got to remember now that this business is 100% family-owned. Cindy then handed us off to a fellow by the name of George, who showed us how the different teas are blended. In fact, we're walking around and he goes, "Oh, hey, man, come over here. I'll show you a blueprint." A blueprint? You guys think way too much of me. I'm going to understand what a blueprint is and what you're showing me. But it was very simple, and he showed how the teas are blended from the silos, how they come down through the roof into the floor, down this tube over here and over there. It's a very, very complicated stuff. He showed us how all that is done. Then a fellow by the name of Jim, the plant manager, he took us around, showed us how things are packaged and shipped. There are 120 different flavors of tea. And Bigelow was the first company to manufacture a flavored tea. All right. They own the only tea plantation in the United States. That's in South Carolina. But they receive tea from all over the world. And it right here in Fairfield, just a few miles away from here, that's where they put it all together. Although they do have other plants. I believe one is in Boise, Idaho, and another one in Louisville. And it's amazing. They churn out 185 tea bags a minute. 300 million tea bags per year. And even more in Boise, Idaho, and in Louisville, okay? And at this plant, right down the road, 80% of the tea is for food service, you know, restaurants, hotels, things like that. Bigelow Tea, committed to the environment. They do everything they can to keep this planet green, and they're always giving back to the community. But I've got to tell you, Mike, the one thing that I was struck by, forget about all the tea and forget about the, you know, billion-dollar operation that they're running over there. The thing that struck me was the strong bond that Cindy and her parents have with the workers. Some of these people have been there 20, 30, 35, 40 years. Some fella, his name escapes me, but he had been there for 60 years. He just retired, and he comes back, I guess, as a consultant. And even though he's retired, he's still coming back. And you can see the family is very, very close, and they give back to the community all the time. David and Eunice Bigelow are, they're the co-chairman and CEOs, and they never even think about retiring or slowing down. I mean, I hope that I have half the energy that these people have when I'm their age. Okay, I was getting tired, and they were all set and ready to go. Wait, hold on one second, because I just wanted to just, hold on. Now, David Bigelow, he's written a book called My Mother Loved Tea, and I guess you can get this wherever books are sold, or you can get it on Amazon.com, and it's the story of Bigelow Tea, a classic only in America story. So it was real good, and I got to say, Cindy, who is the president, she treated us like gold. Everybody over there treated us like gold. Very, very nice people, and it was very, very interesting, and I walked away with enough tea to keep me going probably until I'm at least 80 years old. if I make it that long.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, it really was. And like I said, if you want us to come to your business, you've got to register. Go to our website at WICC600.com. We'll take a tour, and then we'll come back the next day, and we'll talk about it. Simple as that. But we really had a lot of fun, and we thank the Bigelows for taking time out of their very, very busy day and putting up with us. 6:43 at WICC. Good morning.
Here's the WICC 600 Connecticut calendar. Friday, a roast beef dinner.